The octave day of Easter, sometimes known as Low Sunday, and also known historically as St. Thomas Sunday, is the Sunday after Easter Sunday, now officially known as the second Sunday of Easter. Well, St. Thomas Sunday is so called because the Gospel reading always relates the story of Doubting Thomas, in which Thomas the Apostle comes to believe in the resurrection of Jesus, only after being told by the resurrected Christ to place his finger in the nail marks and his hand in his side. In the Gospel accounts, this event takes place on the eighth day after the resurrection, hence their significance for this Sunday. Benedictine abbot Timothy Wright picks up on the theme of the resurrection and talks about our journey of faith.
In these accounts of the resurrection, the one thing that is a little bit surprising is that recognition doesn't come at once. Looking carefully at the readings for Easter week, we notice that there is a dynamism in the understanding of what this risen faith is about and the orientation that it should take. It's not something we grasp with the mind and then go back to where we were before. It's not something we, in a sense, touch with our hands and say, thank you very much, I've now got it in my hands, I'm okay. No, at the heart of these resurrection appearances and the dynamism in it is the journey of faith, or put it this way, the journey into a faith, which is massively expanded by the fact that Jesus has risen from the dead. So what do I mean? What I mean is that we can't talk about resurrection until we've really made the journey to resurrection. That the risen Christ has communicated with us at a level which I say, I believe. You remember Thomas had a few doubts and then said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen yet believe. And that's you and me. So in a real sense, our journey into faith, into risen faith, is relived during this Easter week. And it is a journey into love. And the heart of that love is to know that I am as I am because I am loved as I am. Nothing to do with sin. It's nothing to do with my mental reservations. It's to do with where the fundamentals of my heart really lie. And the heart only lies in resurrection if it meets the heart of Jesus, alive, giving resurrection, giving faith in resurrection, giving the conviction that the risen life is real for me, for you, for everyone else. But to start, it has to come into my heart. It therefore has to be powerful enough to overcome all those scars that my heart carries. Scars of childhood, of adolescent misunderstanding, of mistakes in my younger years, of my pride in my older years. The scars of, putting it bluntly, not being a very good paid-up Catholic. And to recognise that those scars are all healed in this journey to resurrection, offered by Jesus, risen from the dead, celebrated particularly each year at this moment. But this is not, as I've said before, a possession which we hold on to and grasp as if it was the crown jewels of our own being. The essence of this gift is to pass it on. Because in passing it on, not only do we give it to someone else, share it with someone else, but we grow in ourselves as well, in our own understanding of what resurrection is about. Because in living and preaching and acting the risen Christ, what we're doing is saying, you're my friend now, but you are my friend for eternity in the risen Christ. And your heart and my heart, however different they may have been in our political, commercial, familial relationships. Good. Not so good. Downright difficult. Whatever the situation. But now, in the risen Christ, that's all healed. We're starting a new journey into this expanded understanding of what life is in resurrection in Christ. We give it to our brothers. As Jesus said to the women, go tell your brothers. And we are told, go tell our brothers and sisters. And then we take that on further. And we communicate to our friends, our communities, men and women, lovers and not so loving, damaged and healed, but to each in a special way. This unasked for, unearned gift of the risen love brings to their lives an enrichment and a hope and a vision for the future, which takes them out of the horrid, suffering, limited, angry world of the present in which so many of us are forced to live. But that has to be brought to the disciples, to all people, and most especially to the other, the one who is at the opposite pole to myself, in thought, in age, in culture, in language, in belief, in moral behaviour, but still one in the created vision of God. And to that person too, in ways that are totally appropriate, not proselytizing, not preaching, but just being inspired by, but not named as, the resurrection of Christ, inspired by something so special that it cannot fail to be noticed without the jargon which would put people off. It is being resurrection, being the risen Christ, which is our greatest gift and our greatest obligation to give to the other. And that is building up the body of Christ, in which there are no boundaries. Christ doesn't put limits on the extent of his faith. His resurrection was for all. And the only way it is not for all is when the other turns it down. And we have to be sure that he or she is not turning it down because of the way we talk about it, the way we behave with it. So we take from this week of celebration of Easter the wonderful thought that we have a treasure for everyone, which will improve everyone. And it is up to us to live that gift as the gift we have received, and we share with everyone at every time, wherever we are. Amen.